Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
I had a chance to speak to Yan Gomes. Again, I do a podcast every week. It's called The Fight Fan. MMA-based, it's an MMA-based, combat sport-based podcast, boxing podcast, all that stuff. We talk a lot of fights. And it's with athletes who enjoy combat sports. But a lot of times we get into conversation about other stuff. So this is from a conversation I had with Yan Gomes a little while back when we kind of got off of MMA and got into baseball. And we talk a lot about the NL East. And we start off talking about, and I ask him what it's like for the Mets fans. What should the Mets fans know about Francisco Lindor and Cookie Carrasco?
No, I mean, you guys are not only getting two of the best players in the game, you guys are getting two phenomenal human beings. From Frankie, he's obviously, you know, if not like one of the most exciting players in the game. I'm excited to compete against him. And Carrasco, Cookie, he's, you know, one of my best friends. He's one of my really good friends. I'm excited to get to see him, you know, more often. Probably not as excited to see him across the, you know, the mound or across the field, but I had this conversation with Frankie after he got traded. He's like, hey, you know what? This is going to be a really exciting year. There's going to be a ton of competition. Every team is going to be in it. So I'm excited for it. But, you know, for the Mets fans, you guys are, you know, enjoy, you know, these guys, because these are just incredible human beings. Obviously Carrasco has, you know, tremendous heart. He's fought his tail off for everything that he's done. He brings in a lot of talent. He's hilarious, by the way. And, you know, obviously, you know, from Frankie, he's going to do things that you'll rarely see from a shortstop, from the defensive side and from the hitting side.
Trevor Bauer, it's officially a Los Angeles Dodgers, but the Mets were in on him. That is real. Sandy Alderson made an offer to him. But in the end, Trevor Bauer wanted to play in L.A. for the Dodgers. But considering the fact that Francisco Lindor and Trevor Bauer were both on the same team, were teammates at one point in time, do you think that the Mets ownership went to Francisco Lindor, considering the fact that we, as Mets fans, think he's going to sign a big... We think that the Mets are going to sign a deal, big deal with him. We think that they're going to extend an offer. So do you think, considering that they went to Lindor and asked whether or not Bauer was a good teammate?
I think it's more... like, I don't know if the Mets are already like... I mean, I think Lindor is going to be one of the faces, obviously, of the Mets. I think if they sign him. I don't know if they already given him that much credit, and not that he doesn't deserve it, to hey, should we spend $20-30 million on this guy to come pitch? I don't know. Does that make sense? Like, I don't know if he's...
It does, because
like at that level.
Listen, I remember when they signed David Wright to a major contract, they kind of went to him and were like, hey, who do you want on the team? Who do you want to surround you with? And they brought in Michael Kadire. It wasn't a crazy expensive contract, but that was his buddy, you know? And so they brought him over.
And if anything, is like from a year from now where they give Lindor a major deal, yeah. I mean, it's kind of like, I mean, you just kind of saw the Phillies. Like, it would have been an absolute, and I think it would have been kind of wild if they didn't sign Realmuto back. Because, like, you kind of brought in Harper to build a team and do all these things. And, I mean, you have to build superstars around those guys, you know? And, I mean, you see, like, the way even, like, us, you know, we're bringing in guys. Because, like, it's going to be an unbelievable competition in the East. And we got some tremendous players as well because we've invested in our team and we want to make sure we can put the best out there to compete.
Yeah, you guys, I mean, not for nothing, but you have one of the youngest, the best youngest players in the game, Juan Soto. I mean, he just...
Absolutely. If not, yeah, for sure. Him, Acuna, those guys are on a different level, man.
Yeah, no,
they're going to be dominating the game for a long time.
The NL East is stacked. It really is. You know, and you talk about even like the Marlins, too. Like, I know a lot of people gave crap to Derek Jeter when he took over the team. And what are you guys doing? Trading away this guy, trading away that guy. But they're young and they're kind of bringing in some good talent. Like Sandy Alcantara, he's a pretty solid pitcher. They're bringing in some really good players. And eventually, they had to get rid of the Yelichs of the world. They had to get rid of the Stantons of the world because they just couldn't pay them all. But if you go that Tampa Bay route, you're going to find some gems.
Yeah. No, I mean, look, man, like the NL East is going to be an absolute showdown, man. I mean, you get whenever you got Scherzer, Strasburg, Corbin.
Now you got Lester.
Lester, you got DeGrom, you got Syndergaard. I shouldn't have done this in naming pitchers because now I'm going to get stuck here.
Soroka.
But then you got like Aaron Nola, you know, you got all these like unbelievable pitchers. And then, you see like the guys with the Braves, Soroka, Max Reed. I mean, you're going through like, there's not an off day in any team. Like, there's not going to be like, oh, see, we get your crafty righty or your crafty lefties. These are all like number one guys that would be on any team. And then not even saying like, even the Marlins, because I think they are a talented team as well. You know, like you're saying, they got like that young, like hunger coming up. Thing like Sixto Sanchez and Sandy Alcantara. And I mean, everyone is building their team to win, which is awesome. That's what you want to see. And then you get your pens. Like you're talking about Brad Hand, like we stole him away from you. I mean, you still got, you know, Diaz, Matanzas, you got Trevor May, who you guys just signed. And I think you guys just got a little crap you let the Aaron Loop. And there's plenty of more in there that I can't quite think of it right now. I shouldn't have done this.
But, you go down those lists, yeah.
I can name you our guys, but, you know, it's going to be a tough division. It's fun, man. It's going to be a great showdown. I'm hoping that we can play the 162, which I think, you know, we will be. But it's going to be a fun time for sure.
Yeah, you're really looking forward to those days versus the Pittsburgh Pirates. I'll tell you that much. One last question I have for you, because now we're on the baseball, and I'm a diehard baseball guy. So yeah, forgive me. I'm diehard MMA, but I'm diehard baseball. Like
I'm the same way, except I do one for a living.
Yeah, I know. So it's weird. I don't know if you're like I'm a radio. I've been radio my whole entire life. Like I've been for almost 15, 20 years now. I've been in some sort of radio. Oh, you should ask my wife. I definitely have a face for radio.
They say that to me, too. So I feel like it's one of the things I can dish it out.
So the one thing that's going on, right, which we're very frustrated with, because especially talk about the Mets could use a DH. What is going on? When are they going to – we're just holding this off for at least 2022. There's guaranteed going to be a DH in the NL. We know that. When is it going to be announced? Is there a chance that the DH – do you think there's going to be a chance that the DH will happen in 2021?
I honestly don't know. I'm not, like, just sitting here not answering because whatever. I really don't know. And it's been something that's been talked about. Obviously, you know, we did it last year in a way of maybe like trying it out or whatever it was. But no, I don't know. We're kind of probably, I think guys are probably like trying to handle, you know, protocols and things like that. ahead of, you know, getting into that other stuff. So, I mean, I wish I knew. I wish I could give you a little snippet, but all I can tell you, maybe it will be brought back up in 2022. So, but for the 2021 season, I really don't know.
And the expanded playoffs is another thing. Like they're that seems like to be the MLB. That's what they're trying to pull, is that they want that expanded playoffs, and then, you know, we'll throw in the DH too, type of thing.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, that's where you know, you saw a lot of teams last year, you know, enjoyed making the playoffs. But I mean, I get it on a 60-game season. You know, there's but I know for the Nats, it didn't work out, because I mean.
Not that the Mets do. The Mets weren't there either, sir. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. I mean, in 2019, we were, you know, 19-31, and then ended up winning the World Series. And 19-31, we were 10 games from finishing the season.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you think that do you prefer that smaller window to make the playoffs, or do you prefer that, like, hey, half the league can make it?
Really, I mean, I never had an issue with the game before. You know, like, it was the way it was brought up to me in having, you know, the normal playoffs, you know, the way our teams have done it. In 2013 was the first year when they added the second wild card. And that was interesting at the time, but when I was in Cleveland, we actually finished first for the wild card, and we had to play Tampa and lost. Instead of, like, us making the playoffs and going to a series, we ended up having to play Tampa and lost. But I never had an issue with it before. The expansion, as long as it's helping both sides, you know, it could benefit. But I never had an issue with it before.
Listen, as a fan, it's like you want that competitive edge. You want, like, I want to see, like, the best teams in the playoffs. But I understand it, and it really wasn't bad this past year. But I do want to see there's tweaks that could be made. And I just, again, I'm always side of the players, because I think that you guys deserve what you put out there, the hard work that it takes to get on the field. I can't do that stuff. Kids are dreaming. Kids want to play ball. They're never going to get to that level. You guys have worked your tail off to get there. You know, we talk. I'm talking about, like, little league and stuff like that. These kids, they don't even want to go practice on a daily basis. You guys have practiced day in and day out for decades to get to where you are. So you deserve it. You've earned it. So because of that, you deserve every penny, you know, and that's what we're just hoping for. Because I honestly don't want a strike. Dude, if there's a strike next year, I'm going to be furious. It's going to kill the league. And let me tell you something, too. This, Jan, I'm venting to you, bro. I love this game so much. Let me tell you, the Nickelodeon aspect of the football game a few weeks ago, I don't know if you saw that.
Yeah.
Dude, the MLB and the MLBPA should just go on Nickelodeon. And every time they don't get a decision right, they should just get slimed. And I bet that will bring ratings and bring the younger crowd there. That's what you need to do. Bring tongue-in-cheek, but find a way to get a baseball game on Nickelodeon. Find a way to get the kids involved, you know?
That's a good point. Definitely. I mean, we want to entertain the baseball game for the kids, you know. I mean, there's probably different things that kids get entertained with right now, you know, especially with iPads and ways of streaming. But, you know, getting guys to come to the ballpark and having that interaction, like kind of like what you're talking about, whether, you know, you get players to go on Nickelodeon, that'll be not sure. I mean, that'll be cool. I know my kids will love it.
Yeah. What? Maybe Disney. Do Disney. Whatever it is, dude. But the kids are wrapped into it. My little guy, 3 years old, watching kids get slimed and watching things like watching the end zone blow up and slime was a highlight. That was awesome. So if you could do that every time you hit imagine Yan Gomes hits a home run, and rather than fireworks, it's slime coming up from the rafters or whatever the case is. That's awesome. The kids would love it. Come on.
Yeah, then they'll need some guys to clean it up. But yeah.
Listen, just go. You have it. You can steal my idea. Go to the MLBPA with it and go for it, man. I'm telling you.
I will.
That was Yan Gomes of the Washington Nationals, catcher for the Washington Nationals. awesome times. He hops on with my podcast a lot because big fight fan. But we do talk a lot of baseball, and that was just a great conversation. So I really wanted you guys to hear that because he is just as passionate about baseball as we are too, and thinks the NL East is going to be amazing, which I think as well. But it was really cool. Again, that was Yan Gomes, Washington Nationals. And if you missed any part of that, you could definitely go back to WFN.com, radio.com. There's usually the rewind button on your radio.com app, and you can go listen to it again, or we'll have this interview posted on WFAN.com as well at some point in time. But again, Yan Gomes, Washington Nationals, good conversation. And again, I know I vented to him at the end, but I'm very nervous about a strike in 2022.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.